Hello, welcome to this edition of the NAREIT Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on March 21st, 2016. We're going to be talking today with our guest, Joy Marr, analyst for real estate analytics at Green Street Advisors, about real estate asset valuations in the current market environment. Joy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Joy, Green Street publishes a quarterly report on the current state of commercial real estate called the Commercial Property Outlook. The latest edition is out, and what were some of the key takeaways for you?
The Commercial Property Outlook analyzes macro trends, operating fundamentals, and relative valuation across eight different property sectors. In the report, we look at key drivers of supply and demand and how it affects commercial real estate. Recently, the U.S. economy has been growing. However, we've also been getting mixed signals over the past few months. From a demand perspective, the jobs market is a bright spot, but China, the energy sector, and the strong dollar are causing a drag on the economy. Our outlook is for continued economic growth, but at a measured pace. On the supply side, things look pretty good. Even though development pipelines are building in industrial, office, and storage, they are not yet problematic in most markets. Pipelines are very subdued in retail. The risks are really only from shadow supply from retailer bankruptcies and anchor closings. There is a lot of new supply coming online in apartments, but it's getting steadily absorbed. If there were problem spots to point to, it would be in senior housing and New York City lodging, where supply is very clearly weighing on fundamentals. Speaking of operating fundamentals, occupancy and rent growth are healthy across most property sectors and geographies. We expect that MRevPAF, which is a single measure that combines changes in market-level occupancy and rent, will continue to grow at a pace well above inflation over the next few years.
So late last year, Green Street published a separate report that contended that asset values were really in kind of the later innings of this real estate cycle. What have you seen happen with asset values since then?
We are seeing some spotty weakness in asset values, but value declines are not widespread and not consistent across markets and asset quality. The best we can tell, core assets in core markets are holding up fairly well, but lower quality assets in secondary and tertiary markets have likely come off peak pricing. Weakness in CMBS is likely not helping the financing prospects for those lower quality assets. If there are places where value declines are more apparent, it would be in the lodging sector, where values appear lower across the board.
And so, I mean, are there any markets out there that might be worrisome?
At the market level, it would be Houston. Asset values are lower for virtually all property types in Houston. Value declines are least severe for strip centers and most severe in office. But that market is really an outlier and driven by declines in oil. We can't think of another market where asset values are down across all property types.
How about sectors then? What sector is the most attractive in the public market?
If I were buying REITs today, the apartment sector looks the most attractive. The outlook for fundamentals in apartments remains positive, and the apartment REITs trade at meaningful discounts to underlying asset value.
Okay, well then, generally speaking, since REITs are trading at large discounts to their net asset values, does that mean your response would be different for direct investors?
Yes. If I were buying real estate directly, self-storage is the most attractive sector today. In our opinion, self-storage remains mispriced in the private market. Said differently, storage cap rates are still too high relative to other property types. Storage assets have excellent after-CapEx long-term growth prospects and provide a less volatile cash flow stream. That translates into very attractive risk-adjusted returns in that sector.
Well, Joy, thank you for taking time out today to join us.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the NAREIT Podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.